It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, Mary.
How are you on this fine day?
Peachy, actually. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you ready to take a weird break? Take a walk on the wild side with me today?
Well, you know, pretty much every day that I join the show, I'm ready to for anything. So let's jump right into
I think this day I've got something that might surprise our audience. And it comes from another conversation we had on another show. Mm-hmm. But first, let me start with our word of the day.
Okay.
Appendage.
Appendage. Yes, I have a couple of those. Several, actually.
Well, congratulations.
Some of my best things.
Did you know that sometimes this is considered a negative or a pejorative connotation?
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it depends on who you're talking to.
Exactly, and what the appendage is.
And whose appendage we're talking about.
Exactly.
It is something that is added or attached to something larger or more important. Mm. They treat Scotland as a mere appendage of England.
I see. Now, that would be the pejorative.
Yes.
Using it as a negative.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
In biology, it's a projecting part of an invertebrate or other living organism with a distinct appearance or function. Hmm. Many species have specialized clutching appendages, such as insects, like the little spiny legs on insects would be appendages.
Little pinchers.
They call them mouth parts, locomotor leg, parts of the tail, sexual organs. And, you know, I think a nose is considered an appendage.
Yeah.
It depends on if you're the potato head family or not.
I suppose that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Fingers and toes are considered appendages.
Yeah, well, you know, I always think of my arms and my legs.
Arms and legs, yeah.
But then, yeah, it's fingers and toes would be a nose and ears.
A tail or a fin or unicorn horn.
Yeah.
Anything that's attached to the axis or trunk of a body. It's an extra part. Now, I don't think of my arms and legs, my nose, as an extra part.
Not really.
If I had been born, as they call them, different limbed, I would have less limbs. There's a man, and I always mispronounce his name. His first name is Nick, and his last name is, you know what? I'm going to make sure I don't butcher up his name.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you, I see what you're saying about the appendages being extra and added, because if you cut off everybody's arms and legs and noses and ears and all that and plug the holes,
well,
you could live.
Nick Vujicic was born with no arms, no legs, and he has one foot that he calls his little flipper.
Huh.
He is a very successful man, father of at least two, I'm not sure how many. He's written several books. One was called Born Without Limbs. Another one was Born Without Limits. He swims. He's an author. He's an accomplished speaker. Oh, wait. Four. He's got four children. Look at his beautiful family.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to use that. And they all look just like him. Look at this kid. Looks just like his dad.
Yeah.
He has a great story about his birth and what happened to him. Look at this. He's so powerful. He is such a... He's got a great sense of humor. And did you know our own Anna East, who does the Here I Am podcast?
Mm-hmm. On Be Unique Radio.
On Be Unique Radio. She was probably 16 or 17, maybe younger. I believe this was when they lived out in California, in Hollywood. She and her mom, our own lovely Jennifer East, who uh-huh. is one of the co-founders of Be Unique, were in a video that showed Anna, it showed Jennifer applying makeup to Anna, but it was done in reverse. Anna was all made up, and they did the film backwards so that they showed her going from gorgeous with makeup to Anna's gorgeous without makeup.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I know what you mean.
But if her hair was up, and they had put extensions in her hair. They had done the quintessential airbrush on her, the photo shoot. So they showed this beautiful photo shoot of a lovely young model with everything was perfect, but they had Nick talking in the background about how you're perfect the way you are. You're beautiful just as you are. You don't need appendages to have a beautiful spirit. So the reason that we're talking about appendages.
Yes.
That's enough to make you want to take a drink.
Well, you know.
What are you drinking today?
Yeah, there we go.
What are you drinking today?
Well, today is coffee and a little bit of water to chase it with.
I'm drinking Palo Azul tea.
Oh, okay. Well, the hard stuff.
Yeah, it's good. Hard stuff. It's an alkaline drink it's made from wood called kidney wood. And it helps me with my body, my health.
Mm-hmm. Is it a kind of kidney wood? Is it a kind of wood?
It is wood. It's an herbal thing. Herbal medicine uses a lot of parts of plants to create different kinds of teas. Mm-hmm. And this one just uses have you ever heard of Palo Santo?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The tree that they use for smudging,
right.
Like sage. Well, this is akin to Palo Santo.
I see. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So appendages.
We're drinking.
It's driving us to drink.
Yes, driving us to drink coffee and tea. And I see Gene has a bottle of water, too.
Just in case.
But that's not the kind of drinking I'm thinking of. Because there's a drink called the Sour Toe Cocktail.
Sour Toe Cocktail.
Now,
okay.
I've heard of whiskey sours. And I've actually had a few of those in my time. But used to love to drink an amaretto sour.
Mm-hmm.
The Sour Toe Cocktail originated in Dawson City, Yukon, which is a province, I guess, of Alaska, the Yukon
Territory.
It's actually considered a rite of passage for people who visit Dawson City. It's basically just a shot of whiskey. Primarily, they use Yukon Jack. And they have, you know how most cocktails have a cherry or a lime
or an umbrella,
some kind of garnish.
Yeah.
They garnish this one with a mummified human toe.
Whoa.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Now, it started...
Talking about an appendage.
It's an appendage in a drink. And people pay money for it. Not a lot. You'd be surprised. I kind of expected people would pay more for this. It started during Prohibition. That was in the 1920s, mm-hmm. when drinking alcohol was accompaniment. At that point, was a nasty case of frostbite. There were two brothers, Louis and Otto Lincoln, and they were rum runners up in Alaska. They got caught in a blizzard. Louis put his foot down through a patch of ice, and his foot got soaked. By the time they got back to their cabin, his right foot was frozen solid.
Whoa.
Well, to prevent gangrene, his brother Otto used his axe to chop off Louis's toe.
Oh, man.
He placed the toe in a jar of alcohol to commemorate the event.
Mm.
And it stayed there for years. Now, this is kind of legendary or urban myth. We're not exactly sure who or when, but the legend says that in 1973, Captain Dick Stevenson found the jar and the toe in their cabin, long after the Lincoln brothers had moved on. And he came up with the idea of the Sour Toe Cocktail Club. It would be an exclusive club with one membership requirement. In order to gain admittance to the club, you had to first drink the legendary Sour Toe Cocktail. And they had a rule. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips must always touch that gnarly toe. Now, the sad thing is, in 2013, a man swallowed the toe.
Swallowed it?
Swallowed it on purpose. And he was run out of town. Now, they call him the Sour Toe, the story of the Sour Toe Sorry Cannibal, or something like that. They consider him a thief because he stole this toe, which,
well, yeah.
There's a picture of this toe and it's pretty nasty looking.
Yeah, that's gross looking.
There's an article that says the human toe has fallen prey to some sticky fingers.
No.
in Dawson City, Yukon.
No.
The
Clark Kent wouldn't have said it that way.
There's a man called, his name is Terry Lee. He's the hotel's toe captain. He says, "We are furious. Toes are hard to come by."
I imagine.
Oh,
it was like one of their things. You know?
Well, at the time, right now, if you steal the toe, the fine for stealing it is $2,500. But in 2013, it was $500. A man gulped back the entire cocktail in one swallow, toe and all. And he put $500 down on the table.
Wow.
And walked out the restaurant. He even left his certificate. They issue a certificate. I got to find it now. Sour Toe Cocktail Certificate awarded by the hotel.
Wow.
They have toe time.
Instead
of happy hour. That's from gross. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And shortly after 11, this man coaxed the bartender to serve him the drink. She was new. She served it to him to be nice. And he paid her back by stealing the toe. Because he left his Sour Toe Cocktail Certificate behind, they have his name.
Wow.
But that makes me think about, you know, the Yukon Territory. That's in northwestern Canada. Yeah. People up there are rugged and they're tough.
Well, yeah.
Drinking a sour toe cocktail probably is no big deal. They probably have done, if you cut your own toe off, you've done worse.
Well, sure. And I have to tell you, honestly, I grew up in South Dakota, which is some good cold country as well. And people drink. I mean, it's winter 9 to 10 months a year. Or 11 probably in Alaska.
Oh,
and
no.
People drink, and they just drink. And doesn't matter, you know, you drink enough, and it doesn't matter what's in it at that point.
And my father grew up in Wisconsin, and pretty much the same thing. They drank a lot.
Yeah. Everybody works really hard all summer to save up enough hay and food and get ready and then sit inside and drink all winter.
Well, you know, they talk about a finger pour when you're drinking cocktails. Hey, bartender, give me 2 fingers of whiskey.
Yeah.
And that's basically 3/4 of an inch for a finger.
Takes on a whole new meaning Dawson, Alaska.
Oh, now you got a toe pour.
Yeah.
Oh. Talk about drinking dirty. Have you ever heard of a dirty martini?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. What's it? To make a drink dirty means you may slightly change the color and taste by adding or changing some of the essential ingredients.
Oh.
A dirty martini contains olive juice. And there are different versions of a dirty mojito, which can be garnished with an olive or a lemon twist. Now, I will tell you, I love to drink and I love to make my own virgin mojitos. And they're basically fresh mint, like peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
That I get out of my garden. Lime, I use my key lime out of my key lime tree out of my garden. And tonic water with a little bit of simple syrup to sweeten it. And you can do it or not do the simple syrup. That's up to you. That's a mojito. If you want a real mojito that's not virgin, add some rum to it. You could add gin.
A lot of work to me. I always like to put my vodka in the freezer and grab a handful of blueberries and a swallow of vodka and I'm good.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. Let's see, we're about out of time. Yeah, I think we're almost out of time. We're more than out of time here.
Yeah.
Do you want to toot us out or you want me to play an audio here?
Well, whatever you'd like to do.
You've got your tutor, so toot.
I got a tutor. I don't know what.
Gene's appendage looks like a recorder.
There it is. That's what it is. It's a little recorder appendage sticking out of my mouth. Thanks for joining us today. And please join us again tomorrow, if you'd be so kind, every weekday at noon Eastern, Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Now, in between times, you can also check us out along with all of our shows, Be Unique Radio, at beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, y'all. Everybody.
Bye.